Let's start with the first four measures, and I'll also include the pickup notes that get us into it. So we have this. Right hand, we're starting on the G above middle C with our fifth. With the left hand, I'm playing the G two below middle C with my fifth. So these sit together, and let's put the sustain pedal down right there. Next, right hand, play the E under your third, and then you'll go to middle C with your first. With the left hand, I want you to play the C above the G you're currently holding down with your second. These will hit together, pedal up and down again. Then right hand, I want you to play that C and the E above it together, and then I want you to play those two again and the G above it. So now you have C, E, G. And then we're going to go to this. So the left hand hit its C again, but right hand you moved up to play the E above middle C with your first, and then the C above that with your fifth. This hits with that left hand's C, pedal up and down. And then we get this. So the right hand had to jump up. So the first finger's on the G sharp above middle C, and your fifth finger's on the E above that. With the left hand, I'm playing the E above the C you just played using finger one. So we have E in the left hand, right hand, G sharp, and E. These hit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand, play the D right under your fourth, and then we go to this. So right hand, this is E and C, the E above middle C with your first, and the C above that with your third, if you can get it there. If you need to use another finger, that's fine. I'm just trying to keep it easy to get to from where I just left. With the left hand, I'm playing the A two below middle C with my fourth. So left hand has that A, right hand has E and C. These sit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand, play the E under your first finger again by itself. And then we'll have this. So left hand, this is the D below middle C with the first. Right hand, this is D and F sharp. And that's the D above middle C with your second, and the F sharp above it with your fourth. Hitting with that left hand's D, pedal up and down real quickly, and then we go to this. So right hand, this is D and G. That's the D under your second, and the G above it with your fifth. With the left hand, I'm playing that G two below middle C again with my fifth. These sit together, pedal up and down. Then right hand, we're going to play that G above middle C twice. I want to play it the first time with my third finger, the second time with my second finger. This is setting me up for the next measure, where I'm actually going to use my first finger on that note. But I'm feeding some fingers to this G while I'm playing it repetitively to set my hand up for where I'm going at measure five. And let's take a look at that.